I had the truck going. I'm sure I know I don't think that's fair, but I've never asked. So I got home, so I was thinking about some of the budget problems and kind of thought about videos and rest. I mean, Tommy called him, so he thinks exactly. He said he and Simon got together and compared those different candidates and said they were very close. So there's that. And then the other thing is that I, regardless of 3 o'clock meeting, the Burns presence is, a pretty much for our grounds. I mean, for shows like this, you know, has serious doubts. I prefer not to, what, the idea being that show should go over and talk to them. Secondly, that on this one, since, it's not a very policy, and the goal is not to discuss it, even the other maintain the degree of dependence. I don't agree with money there, something else, but I just want to be bored to death of this. We should nonsensical jackass, or, you know, and I gotta make tough decisions.
Dude, this is too crunchy. You've given him some good air in here, kind of enemies. His views are clearly known. Now, I've had, two calls this morning from the vice president. He wants to have a few minutes with me today, except if he can possibly do it. Try to turn out what his problem is. He doesn't have any problem. I think he's very pleased with the speech he gave yesterday. And,
he probably wants a new role.
Well, I think.
I doubt if he wants a new role or he wants to close the issue to talk about it.
No.
We're reorganizing things.
Well, he wants to be. He may want to take energy or something. He'd be a disaster.
He can't take energy. He can't take a substitute role.
Well, I've, told his.
Tell me, listen, asking me to do a question. Just said that I am working on this very intensely on this thing, and I'll have, I don't want to rush him. I'd like to have a talk with him. I greatly appreciate your speech. Could we meet 30 more? Fair enough.
Right. And I'll tell him if you were really up there.
Yeah, I'll be like a meeting today with, meeting individual, I have to meet individually with all the members of the economic team. I've been up since 8 o'clock this morning on it. I just not going to see him today. I got away.
You shouldn't have that problem to work with.
We're not going to do it.
I'm just not pointing out what the problem is.
Yeah, I just say, well, he just delighted us here. That's that.
Well, we've got, Bryce Solomon, now that's all set.
That's right.
That's great.
And I'm sorry, so that's right, too.
And we're in good shape there.
You might tell the vice president that Bryce is coming. I don't know if he thinks of Bryce at the moment.
He is.
He is so parochial and selfish. Facebook, you know, and this and that, if he just wants to come in, why? Darn, he's just not going to have any young wine right now.
You know, we've got enough food.
So I had his views on the economy. And he got there. I'm not going to follow him. And,
that's probably what he's really after.
He wants to sit down on the economic thing. Well, shall we have him? No. Yeah, no, he's not supposed to. I never said anything.
We're going to have the cabinet tomorrow.
Huh?
All right, and we can give him a little.
We'll give him a free reading tomorrow. Go ahead.
That's the way to do that.
Because he's by the way. But I should see him Thursday morning tonight that I think he did a great job in the speech of the president. And this is getting just a creep about the zone, that's all I mentioned. But I've just got to spend all the day getting, I guess, unless it's something that has to occur to me, so I've got to spend the day that I'm meeting individually. But that, there are no meeting schedule, I'm just meeting individually with members that, you know, the economic team that I'm trying to make this decision. You know, I have his views, is he something I'm looking for? And gave it no bigger results. Now it comes down to the crunch, like I was saying, but God, what a whiner and a bitch. He knows what I'm doing now. He knows how tough this is.
Well, he's surely better. If he doesn't, there's something awfully wrong, right?
Well, look, let's
And he's come out very well. He maybe wants to recite you what he's done with this problem.
Well, you're going to get your wheels out of the way.
Yes, sir.
You've done a great job. I'll see you Thursday. We're going to ask Kevin.
Well,
tell him I'm still working to see him. I got his view. Sorry. Sorry about that. He's all day today. I'm just creating a pit. And I agree with that. They like that.
So I got to see him.
I'm sorry on this together. We also brought up those who don't need it, and we still need to see how we can possibly go out of this thing. The two things that are left are just and consequently, just mean nothing. Put in a provision reaffirming the election, so the North should agree to that and do something about the zones of control. The South should agree to that. So, because it doesn't make any difference. It's words, it's words, it's words. God darn it, boy, I hate you.
They are difficult. They are really difficult. Just from this all the way through. On the other hand, thank God we don't have to. We don't have the kind of urgent need to bring that kind of bacon home.
We don't have a little work going on that. Thank God. We don't have P.O. about his man being killed even 1 or 2 a week. You know, you realize that that's what the game is all about. Since you're being
all I ask that we have to come. You're just as strong as you can be in that area. It's not happening. He's not Congress. Very responsibility there.
I can't believe it. If you're darn right, so you should be on them too. It wasn't very responsible. I'm thinking too that not only there, as this thing unravels, if it does, I'm going to take the Congress on at appropriate time. I know they're going to do it. And the other place I'm going to take them on is on this budget. I have to veto some things. The strategy I talked to him about veto, and he said he talked to you about it, I want you to know. I am not one that goes with the tendency when Harlow was saying to you that it's a tragedy to lose if you lose on a veto. I don't like to lose on a veto, but if it is so wrong that I really don't think I should sign it, I am not going to sign it. I'm not going to sign a bad tax bill. I'm not going to sign a bill and use it to deal with my effort and make it over my budget. You understand? And if we're going to say all this, then I'll blame them. I'll say, reaching after the tax increase, the Congress increase the budget.
Now, we're putting some of that in the speech. You know, there that got in. That's where your decision is going to help this. It's going to give us a platform for taking the strong.
One thing that I did, that you know, that some of you may come to help some, but there has to be developed a conservative program of using every administration spokesperson and even picking up a couple of congressional people, even the ring trade and others. Let us go out and dominate the media in those next 60 days.
That's what we have to do. We've got to keep
going. Good, good.
Everybody's got
and it. So otherwise, they'll all go out to the beach and say, what the hell is the president going to do? Well, I'll do everything I can, but as you know, I can only go up to bat on this television once. That's all. I can't go. In 60 days, I can go in, but I can't go more than once on prime time in 60 days. You understand that?
Now, we've got to get every one of these guys, and General Collins has got to help us on that. And he will. And he'll probably be the best of all.
Yeah. I think we can do some radio approaches to that for me. I can do 1 a week on the economy, but incidentally, we got to realize that apart from the schmaltz and the public appearances, the best way to get substance across to is through a radio talk, which is then picked up. Do it on Saturday for Sunday papers, and you get quite a flood if you've been left back. I think Price and Hall might get some 10-minute radio talks on the economy.
I think that's a great idea.
I mean,
have you regularly
had it yet? I'm going to be on every week on the radio, fireside chats. We'll call them about our economy, what we can do about it. One should be on the budget, one should be on the food, one should be on the farmers. Is that
exactly right?
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And that's the way keep repeating this program. Make it very, very easy. We'll make those things go saturated. every Saturday. Thursday, then I don't have to be out of the country every time. And then I can go to the fences from airport, shake a few hands and say, thank you, how do you do? But the radio talk allows very, very good sessions.
You get that out of every, so people feel your pain.
Every week it is, say every week, just like camping, every week for 8 weeks, I'm gonna be on the radio. I wanna say that this thing, but I just remember I did come right on next week with the radio talk about the budget and how it affects your, whether this should be about domestic family budget. Right?
Exactly. Exactly right.
So we have a darn good campaign in this very road, at least get the written meeting on it.
That's the most effective way of all to do this.
Really is easiest for me. It gets, it's not with the radio plays on it, it plays all afternoon until early hours. But it plays at night, and it gets enormous. Just as day as if you were in country.
Oh, it's the best way in summer to do it.
Yeah.
These people are out of highways.
Right. And all that, that's right. So that's what I have in mind, is that also it'll make the cabinet and the rest of the time doing something. To see the Congress and say, what's the president doing? Well, I don't have to be at Timbuktu to do something. I can go to San Clemente or Camp David or what have you.
That's a very good idea for doing this. And it's just, that's what we want there, this whole period is presidential handbook.
I do it, and radio talk every week is gonna be a hand in there.
Well, we're trying to help wait for these guys to get every posture and direction they want to do.
Yeah.
They're not making the cross, you know, Georgia, it's not many people don't think they pay attention to them.
They're gonna have to have a credible, you know, I can do that. Ship those around our cabinet, the rest of you run the line. Well.
Okay, I just put your comment in yesterday, can I be called in this morning?
Well, little story was leaked out. I'll tell you how, but. How you and I had to roll out here with the FBI.
Well, you know, I read that out. Or what did we do? Yeah, that's in the former story, that you had to cut through massive bureaucratic opposition.
The point about this is the follow-up story, which is about the Americans opposing. We selected him, and we had to roll it. And now that him, he's got another one, by golly, he's not going to get out of this. You said you had him in.
Nobody called him, he was just before.
Yeah, so we.
I had him, and then I got his assistant.
You got John Moore, yeah.
I said, you can't get it, I'm not kidding about this, this is just not going to be tolerated. He said he's a coward, basically, he's not a fighter, he's an obstinate, kneeling coward type.
And I see.
Well, he just collapsed, and he feels good behavior for a while. But I had put out, and played in the Star yesterday, that you had cut through everybody, massive bureaucratic opposition, everybody who were talking about Sturgis and the Ruckel House, to get this best qualified man, and saying with Melair that you had brought Melair on board, nobody else. You know, there's always self-serving crap by these guys that they spread around and make themselves look good. That's just not right.
Sure is.
Only one person did it.
Well, you know, Mel was an accomplice. You and I worked him over.
Unless you were across it. It was your idea to do that. It was the right thing to do.
Well, it was your idea, and I liked it earlier that you brought up again. You got into Camp David, you didn't want to, but nevertheless, everybody helped. You helped, Harlow helped, and Bizarre. They're all helped that way, thank God. But the whole team has got to throw the credit up to greatness.
Every general
comment, that's the thing, they are real exemplary.
But we're going to be better against straight now. We've just got to be solid. adhere much to that philosophy, because by God, they're the only ones, which is the core of it.
Their strategy, according to the Tsar of being, is not to try to cross examine or have to cross examine on when he's in private session on Friday. But you see what he says then, and then you get ready to take him, he goes on public pleasure. I think that's correct, because I think that it will make me show his hand first. The problem with that, of course, is that it's better we can charge being charged as being charged as.
That's right, that's wrong. We need to follow the standard to some degree. If we can, it's not going to be that day, it won't play like mail, but it'll help.
And also, we just got to face the fact that being charging this and that, something we always anticipated.
Did he tell you that he's got counsel in like that?
Yes.
Counsel, the emergency, that's what it's doing. good, that's
the IRS money is returned, kind of accounts in case they got an interposal. Maybe they can't pay it back, or anything, or technical functions, it's just,
if it got it the other way, we gather, we use it, we'll manage it, or anything, just like.
I mean, it'll come out anyway, it'll come, you can assure that the money's returned, it'll be a story, and they'll whine around about it for a while, but, so just pay no attention to it. So the other half of money, you return it, the exact money, wasn't used, because it was a problem, through your campaign. And they just judgment that he didn't deal, it would be not whole, like embarrassed prices campaign, therefore they put it in. And they turned it after the campaign, that's just part of it, and it's true.
Now, the real, thing, we had come to the box, so we can't somewhere. He thinks we're in very, very good shape, since one of the rookies is tough guns here, but being, but he thinks we're tough as guns, not doing the job.
Right. Why is that?
Well, it's something that, the way it's gonna be sorted out now, is gonna have a mutual problem, but it's gonna be in trouble.
Yeah.
But the job's gonna have a problem.
Yeah.
And the meeting can really hurt.
Yeah.
And probably that's who it's gonna hurt, it's not gonna hurt you, he doesn't get you.
Well, he doesn't deal with John's gonna turn on me, does he? Mine?
No, but we can't ever discount that possibility, I don't think he will, but John has really done an awful lot of talking, you know, and there is for, there is testimony. And, he hasn't got no responsibility to turn on me. There's no way he can really do it without opening himself to her.
Well, as he said, that, the president was not involved in turning.
See, he's got.
I didn't know about the financial payments, but I didn't know about the break-in and,
It's all on the road.
Huh?
And it's all on the road.
Good heavens, I don't see. The only thing John could say is, well, geez, I don't know what he'd say.
Right, we can't, he's really spread out. He himself is very, very boxed in now. On his testimony, which is under oath, so I think, that the pitfalls have been very, very much reduced. And that's why I like about this art, he just follows every goddamn thread, every one of his works and talks.
Well, I feel for John, because I think that Dean may have reported Mark to him, he may have implied Mark to him. Then he sold it.
Very funny.
Now, on the other hand, Dean did a lot more than John did. He should have, for example, put him to Walker and said, put him on payroll as John or
no,
John
never
suggested such a damn thing like that. I'm confident, too, that I know John never came to talk to me about him. Never. I mean, our clients, and John just said that just ridiculous, and you know, that bad thing, and they walked out and told me, go ahead and do a bit of what you were saying. Now, he might have told Dean the latter. But John is not going to testify that he, that I fought for him. Does he know John Washington?
He has said he's got very little flexibility to add anything that he's already said. Because he's on record, under oath, with denials across the whole spectrum.
He is.
Now, he's got a whole sort of testimony.
Has he ever said that?
He's not. It's not good to say. So he's probably going to take some heat, but there's no way that he can shift basic stance without being in deep, deep trouble.
But Al, the way I feel about John Mitchell, I don't think he'll do it from a personal standpoint, but second, I have no contact with him, whatever. So,
no, I know that, so I know that's just.
Yeah.
I think he just really started working there at the end. He tried the hell of a deal with him.
That's right. The second one is Holland will be like a rock.
Like a rock.
The third one is Coast will be like a rock in his curious way about the president, but he'll knock everybody else.
That's right.
It'll help. Kalmbach, for example. too many people. I mean, there's not it. Not anybody else.
That's why I get it.
But yeah, there's a...
Third thing, sir, because it's in this very well. Well, that's a tough period, where it's a gap between what the buck shots out and where it gets shot down. That we have to be prepared for, quite frankly, is that a major factor in my thinking about the economy, not that the goddamn economy, that we wouldn't do it that way anyhow.
I know.
But it's all more important that,
be very serious.
That you're in a leadership position.
We are serious on the economy, and,
good question.
We hope that you're leadership on question.
Oh, no, that's going to be, boy, that's going to be great.
We think so.
Yes, sir.
And that'll be the time Dean's popping on. So they'll play that like hell, but Dean charges. And one guy, that's my concern about this, is this interpretation. It's the March 21st.
It's too late.
I don't understand. Too late, why too late? I mean, you should have told somebody earlier.
The repeated period of disinvolvement and hanging back up to that time, and then for you suddenly to become a factor, it's just...
Oh, they say they should get the words. He told me about it, and he tried to say that I... Well, this crap that he back that I told him back. Go out, we can raise it. I can't see that, but I said, but that's not the point. Let's see where it is, and then it's right, but... That's all in the story. But all of it will be on it long after Dean. I don't know how we handle that when it comes up, because we're going to be prepared to knock that down. Probably in a... I guess it's hard to be prepared on that. I don't know why not say anything.
Well, we've got it. He's not really firm yet on how he... What he wants to have is a cross-examination. And when Dean starts this thing, we can influence that cross-examination. That is very important.
We're yes, that's a list of questions. That's what you'll do with a public session. He's had nothing to do with it Friday, though. I just hope
that's the Friday.
Now, on Friday, though, they will leak out of it by their others. So we've got to have a straight, flat-out denial. And if this is and that. If he would have shown his hand, a straight butt out behind him and said, here's a man, which was a community who violated his trust. And the Senate's a lie. In other words, he hit him awful hard. He must be hit awful hard. I've got two or three sentences. Somebody will work on that. Whatever leaks out of the Friday thing.
That's right.
This is just a exciting line. A good, tough statement ought to be evolved perhaps by Buchanan or Dorfweiss Zaber, Adam Azar, with regard to what leaks out of the Dean Price thing. I think something's got to come from the White House on that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think so too. I think we're going to have to do something with that. Especially if there will be a cross-examination of
them. There'll be some, but there won't be what we give them then. I think it's best, though, that our cross-examination, more than think of it, should come after he's out on the limb.
Yeah.
We know what the devil he is saying, and then we can pick his story to pieces. He's not on the record of any of these things, except in these source stories, right?
Sure.
Take a small thing. Okay, well, let me just get it for you, sir. If I was aware of covering and all that sort of thing and knew about it, why did I jump out of my chair when he came in and told me about it on March 21st?
Of course.
Why?
Why did it take you so long
yeah.
to tell the president that?
The other thing that Charlie is absolutely bizarre, no way that he doesn't know what came from. Because there is a question in which you ask him now, how often do you see in this period from June on until this time, how often do you see Andy Peterson? He goes, attorney. And he says, well, not, not, in other words, he's got it, he's got it. Now, how often do you call him on the phone?
Right.
Now, in this period of time, did you tell him about the meeting you had about this before June 17th? Did you tell him about going to Walters regarding putting these on the paper? Did you tell him about the payments to the defendants that were being made? And you had initiated?
No.
Did you tell him about the offer of clemency? See, that's the kind of thing that's right. You understand, he is the president's counsel handling this investigation. If he was hiding it not only from the president, but from the assistant attorney general in charge of prosecution. Now, what he will say is he told Irvin, he expected Irvin to tell him. After all, he was the one in contact with the Peterson. See, that series of questions could be very interesting. Did you tell him?
That's right, he's just going to be totally.
And did you tell the president? I go right now and I will. Did you tell the president? And did you tell me Henry Peterson?
That's exactly right.
Now, let's put it at its worst. Suppose he does come in. You know, slams around about the president and where to cover up, trying to cover up, blah, 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 blah. So be it. That impression is already in the country by the, what he said, let's face it. And I think, as Cullen says, it's going to be rough for a while. We've taken our knocks on it. And we just, guess that's why I flat out denied. Not any details.
But I'll have to do it. You have to do it.
Yeah.
Can't
look at this thing. Couple of sentences. But just having in mind the fact that then the country's got a judge. You're going to believe him or believe the president. You're going to believe him or believe her. You're going to believe Mitchell. You're going to believe Paul. That's what it gets down to then. And there, it's going to be a process of time. Oh, I know. It's going to be rough, but I do think that we have taken so much roughness already. I mean, my God, the news magazines have had cover after cover. Did the president know? How much did he know? I mean, how much is he hiding? If we aren't out of the hole and hurt with an admission and so forth, and condemned. God damn it, they've hung. And after you hear the president of the United States every damn week or 8 weeks out, now, I suppose the argument on the other side is, well, Dean then proves that everything he said is true, is that right? He's their star witness.
I think he's the only witness they have.
Against the president?
Yeah, we've been puzzled by him. Break in the Ellsberg case. How the hell that got out? Everyone thought it was hunted. First, trying to get immunity. He went over and told this guy, well, I'll give you some information on the.
Well, I think he told me about it though in March, you know, about the ulcer break. And he told me about it.
It was in April when he broke.
No. He told me about it in March. And then he went to the prosecutors and told them in April.
Yeah, that's what he told the prosecutors.
Yeah, but when he told me in March 7th, 13th or 17th, I said, well, what about this? What the hell are they doing for us? It didn't occur to me that Aspel has just been reported or anything. She's my counsel. It's chartered for. I'm not supposed to pick up the phone and tell the Attorney General, my counsel just reported something. You ought to know, Mr. Attorney General.
But why in God's name would he have tried to use that bit of information to get the immunity? If he had intermediate evidence, with a far more significance. He didn't have it. I don't think he got a hand. That's my point.
Well, except when he won on that story, we That he hasn't been out there, so we probably lose that. But we didn't.
Let's get him, he's finished on that, he can't reveal that one unless he has it in the bank.
Well, you said that the president corrected certain aspects of the order, and that was already certain aspects of the order, I don't know what number we're talking about.
So it gets back to things that are explainable on national security, so.
Right.
Hunter was told about it, talk about it in the Ellsberg, but he knew everything was necessary.
He didn't want to say he corrected it, he either made up the fact, and I said, well, we better get, pay off this loan, which I did not say. I might have asked him about it later, what happened, mainly because I had to know what in the world was going on, and was his story a break? That's not our trouble, to be honest, the situation is out there, whatever it is, you gotta deny it, you gotta deny it, and it's great, and it's great. That's the whole thing, and, you can't be impressed with that. Okay, thanks, sir. By the, what he said, let's face it. And I think, as Scotty says, it's gonna be rough for a while, we've taken our knocks on it. And we just, guess that's why I flat out denied, not any details, but I'll have to do it.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
Can't let a couple of sentences.
Couple sentences, but just having in mind the fact that then the country's got a judge, you're gonna believe him or believe the Russian, you never believe Mitchell, you never believe Holden. That's what it gets down to then. And there, it's gonna be a process of time. Oh, I know. That's what I got, but I do think that we have taken so much roughness already. I mean, my God, the news magazines have had cover after cover. Did the president know? How much did he know? I mean, how much is he hiding? If they could be on felt out of the hole and heard of it, make sure it's over and condemned. God damn it, they hung an effigy of the president of the United States every damn week for 8 weeks out. Right. Now, I suppose the argument on the other side is, well, Dean then proves that everything he said is true, is that right? He's their star witness.
I think he's the only witness they have.
Against the president?
Yeah, we could have caused a lot of break in the Ellsberg case. How the hell that got out? Everyone thought it was hunted. What? Alan? Good tough guy. It was Dean. That's how he first tried to get immunity. He went over and told these guys, I'll give you some information on the
Well, I think he told me about it though in March. You know, about the Ellsberg break. And he told me about it.
And that's in April when he broke.
No. Told me about it in March. And then he went to the prosecutors and told them in April.
Yeah, that's when he told the prosecutor.
Yeah, but when he told me in March 7th, 13th or 17th, I said, well, what about this? What the hell are they doing for? And so it didn't occur to me that ask, well, has this been reported or anything? He's my counsel.
Yeah.
It's chapter where I'm not supposed to pick up the phone and tell the Attorney General, my counsel just reported something. You ought to know, Mr. Attorney General.
Why in God's name would he have tried to use that bit of information to get the immunity? If he had incriminating evidence that far was a far more significant, he didn't have it. I don't think the guy had it. That's my point.
Well, except when he won out in that story a week ago about him, he made the dog pay off. Conversation about Hunt's attorney and all kinds of blackmails and all that. That is, but I'll get it. So we probably lose that. But we didn't.
Let's get him. He's finished on that. He can't reveal that one unless he has it in the bank.
Well, you said that the president corrected certain aspects of the order, and that sort of certain aspects of the order.
Well, it gets back to things that are explainable on national security. Hunt was told not to talk about it in the Ellsberg, but he knew everything was going to say.
And he wanted to say he corrected it. He could make up the fact, and I said, well, we better get pay off this fall, which I did not say.